means a great deal.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You know, it's hard to be perfect in this holiday season. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know what she wants. Let me make this easy for you. Great Christmas gift for your wife or your girlfriend is the Perfect 10 from Pajamagram. The all-new Perfect 10 pajamas. America's Pajamagram expert. America's PJ experts, they say Pajamagram. The Perfect 10 pajamas created to with an extra soft touch. She'll like it. You'll like the way she looks, like the way she feels. Gentle, relaxing touch she'll love. So get in touch with the folks at Pajamagram to find out more about the Perfect 10. She'll feel like a Perfect 10 in those Perfect 10 pajamas. Best of all, you don't have to gift wrap it. I can't gift wrap anything. The perfect square box, you cut it out for me, still can't do it. Pajamagram includes free gift wrapping. Guaranteed Christmas delivery. They're backed by 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Perfect 10 pajamas designed. Now, this will sell out before Christmas. Get in touch with them now. Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com and tell them that Mickey sent you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What is it with you and Georgia fans today? They've been all over you today. They're all over me on Twitter on weekend. Now on the text line, they're all over you.
Mickey, man, I don't know what to tell you.
You're instigating with these fellas.
I'm not instigating. They're just taking the loss particularly terribly this morning here on Reaction Monday.
You told them you can't spell Bulldogs without two L's?
I didn't say that. You said that.
I did say that. A texter said that. I just wrote a text. That's all I did. Told them that Les Miles is their coach. Little testosterone, Les Miles.
Told them that Mark Richt 2.0 is their coach.
Ouch. Very out. 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. Boogie is in Columbia. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
We are blessed, buddy. We hope you are, too.
Man, I am. I'm sitting outside the gym now, but I had to call you guys and let y'all know. I want to give y'all an update on the Akron Zips. I actually searched the whole internet, and towards the back of the internet where it was about to run out, I found their radio station, and I listened for a few minutes, and it's way back at the end of the internet, Mickey. So, I mean, I didn't think there was an end, but I found it. And they are excited and happy moving forward about their game Saturday with the Gamecocks. They said that they held them scoreless in the second half. And, yes, they understand they lost by 25, but that's just a technicality. They so much to pull from that game. And they feel like moving forward, they have closed the gap on Western Montana Technical College State. So they bring in a lot from that game. So it's not just the ones here in Columbia that do that. So
I thought it was great the second half that South Carolina took the knee for the entire second half on Saturday.
You know what? I find that very ironic how they were so mad at Dabo for scoring again, but yet you leave your starting quarterback in all the way to the last snap, and you got a senior – who is sitting on the sideline on his last game. I mean, I thought that was such a slap in the face. And then you're going to say that you just wanted ball protection. But, hey, there again. But, look, I'm happy for Akron. They're moving forward with moral victories. So, you know, and I'm pulling for the Gamecocks in the Belt Bowl. They need a trophy to put in that new building they got. So, hopefully they'll get them a Belt Bowl trophy to put in there to show recruits. But, Mickey, I just wanted to say that I think that this time of year, even when I disagree with all the rotations sometimes, and I, you know, at a certain spots of the game, I felt like other personnel ought to be in. Listen, our guys are still fresh. And when you talk about ETN, limited carries, look how fresh he is. And I agree. I think these next two games, he's going to be a huge part of the game plan because he is fresh. He's ready to go. And I'm glad that we got that type of depth, but I look at Notre Dame, and I don't know if you see it this way. I think the Boston College game and the Pitt game really sets up well for us to kind of get acclimated to what maybe Notre Dame will be like. They're, to me, they're like a more athletic Boston College or Pitt. What do you see?
I totally agree with that. I think that's a very good comparison. A little bit of thick ankle, a little bit of a northern tough, physical, lacking a little bit of athleticism, lacking a little bit of speed, but what they lack there, they make up for in smart, tough, physical kind of football.
Yeah.
And Book gives them a better chance maybe in some ways. That, you know, the running back's a good player. The wide receivers are big wide receivers, not necessarily fast wide receivers. But all in all, I think those are two very good comparisons to get ready for the Cotton Bowl.
And let me tell you, I like the running back, Williams, but he's been used so much all year. I think that's a distinct advantage in Clemson's favor. But for me, you know, I like where we're heading with this. The only thing that concerns me is I noticed that Saturday night we got out of our rush lanes a few times and it opened the field up for Pickett. I don't think we want to get out of those lanes and really give Book that much time to run, because Pickett, he got some bigger gains than what I thought he would have got running the ball against us. And we just kind of got out of lane a little bit, but I think Brenner, he'll get that corrected. But, man, going forward, I like our chances. I think we're going to win it all. I think Clemson covers Notre Dame, but it's going to be late. But I will say this. I really wanted Georgia to get in there. I really wanted Georgia to get in. And I said they would have two losses, but I just didn't understand Herbie's thinking of putting Georgia three. To me, I still couldn't understand. I would have been all right if Georgia had got in. Let them play Alabama again. But, guys, I'm enjoying this, and we're moving forward, and I think we're going to add another trophy, a big one, to the trophy case.
Boogie, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great workout. We'll hopefully talk to you soon. I think Clemson has a chance to win the national championship. I could say Oklahoma winning it. I could see Notre Dame winning it. I could say Clemson winning it. I could see Alabama winning it. Alabama's obviously the favorite, but I think Clemson matches up okay there. And I think that the Tigers would have a chance to do that. Let me say this, Mr. War 24, Jack Lectonto.
What's that?
I think that there's a bunch of differences in this Clemson team and last year's Clemson team. Can we agree
quarterback?
Yes. The quarterback is different.
You scored the most points in program history this year.
The quarterback is different. No doubt about that. But
people aren't talking about that enough.
But you and I have.
Yeah, but not enough.
You and I have talked about how the 40 and 500 club.
40 and 500, baby.
I'm going to give you a 40 and 500 update, as we always do every Monday coming up. But Mr. Jack Lectonto, Travis Etienne is different this year than he was last year. He's breaking tackles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a more physical running game. One of the things that Clemson's had a hard time doing against Alabama in their previous three meetings is running the football. And I'm not saying they can run the ball for 200 against Alabama by any stretch.
Got to get 150.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. You got to get something out of the running game. Part of the reason why Alabama's 2-1 against Clemson is that they just hadn't got Clemson tight and really had got enough out of the running game yet.
I think it benefits Clemson that this is going to be a potential finals matchup, not a semifinal.
Yes.
Giving them a month to prepare for each other.
Totally agree with
you.
Didn't
work out well.
100% agree with you on that one. Let me get my 40.
But let me be clear, we're focused on Notre Dame right now.
Absolutely. A very good friend of mine is a Notre Dame fan. He said, I'm doing a disservice. Like, I'm not giving Notre Dame enough credit.
Is this Tim Bray? Because he's not a friend of the program right now.
No.
Public enemy number one,
it's
Tim Bray.
My good friend Dan. He said, come on, man. Pitt, tell that bro that you're not going to be playing your hardest game of the year. Yeah, this will be the toughest game for Clemson this year. Yes. This will be the best team Clemson's played this year. I mean, it should be in the playoffs. I think he meant the style of play and, like, what you want to do. Run the ball and play action off of it. But now Pickett was terrible. No doubt about that. All right, you want a 40 and 500 update? On the year this year, Clemson is averaging 45.4 points a game. That is the most in school history. And on the year this year, Clemson's averaging 529.8 yards per game. That is the most in Clemson history. A little 40 and 500 update for you there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Don't you think ETN's a little bit different this year than he was this time last year? Remember, now, if you remember.
He was gassed last year.
But remember this game last year, he got the early concussion, early hit. And I'm not sure if it's concussion or not, but he was not a factor against Alabama last year.
No, he was not.
Nor was T. Higgins who got hurt.
He took the opening kickoff and got popped. And everyone went, And that was the tone for the game.
Text message extraordinaire said Notre Dame's as slow as a Catholic service.
That was funny.
Touche.
That's funny. It's good.
Touche. Good one. Dabo won the Woody Hayes Award. Nice to see that for the Columbus Touchdown Club's National Coach of the Year. Bill Snyder out. Can somebody check on Walt Deptula? We got Paul Johnson out and Bill Snyder out.
Somebody get eyes on Deptula quick, because that's tough.
Man.
Those are two of his favorite coaches in the country, and they're all gone. But Snyder's going to stay on with Kansas State as an ambassador role, is what I saw.
I don't like that.
Why?
Because it's too much Pat Dye in the thing. You don't want the guy overlooking your shoulder, second-guessing everything. Too much like what Lloyd Carr did up there. Remember Lloyd Carr had an office right across the street from Michigan? Don't like that at all. We'll see that happen. And then Terry Bowden out at Akron. Still no word on the Georgia Tech job as of yet. Still some unfilled jobs out there. Supposedly, Ken Wisenhunt out. Or interviewing, I should say. Not out. Interviewing at Georgia Tech. 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on our Northern Communication phone lines. At the end of the segment, I'll do some Twitter stuff for you. It's been Twitter war for the past 48 hours.
Just a war.
But I'm winning the war. Boo Boo Jenkins checks in. Sorry. Good morning, Boo Boo. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. You know, tried to call in a couple of Mondays ago, and you guys should have renamed this Festivus Monday.
Festivus for the all Festivus.
For all the grievances that have been aired every single Monday from listeners, callers, coaches. Offensive coordinators, everything. Hey, Festivus Monday.
Festivus for the rest of us. I like it. Festivus Monday. We can do that.
Hey, listen. What are the odds that Clemson can take the next 3 weeks? And you know how there's been a lot, and I've probably said it too. You know, we beat so-and-so, but man, you know, that ain't going to beat Team A. Yeah, we won this game Saturday, but, you know, that ain't going to beat Team B in the playoffs. What are the odds that Clemson is now ready or capable of truly, you know, doing the self-observation, self-scouting, blah, 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 and that they can fix what they need to fix in order to truly have a chance at winning this thing?
Well, obviously, they do those things. They meet, and they meet, and they meet again. They go over all this stuff again. But I don't buy this stuff about how that wouldn't win a playoff. They didn't have to play the playoffs during that time. They're playing the team they played on that Saturday.
I know.
So there are many times throughout the season where you could go, well, Notre Dame, that wouldn't win in the playoffs. And Oklahoma, that wouldn't win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you're not playing the playoffs. Now you play in the playoffs. So, no, yeah. that look, they have scouted and self-scouted and gone over and done every bit of film breakdown and study there. What you'll see on the 29th in the Orange Bowl and the 29th in the Cotton Bowl is no surprises. You'll see two teams that do what they do, and then whoever does it best wins those games. And you didn't – but the good thing about Notre Dame and Clemson is they played 25 football games this year, and they're better than those other 25 opponents so far. So now they move
on. Yeah. What about there's something that I've kind of noticed a lot, and I even noticed it a lot on Saturday, and I guess I just happened to be looking for it. You notice how many times, I mean, we all realize that ETN is a great back. He's a great back. And I think I've seen a few stats on this. Have you seen how many times he gets hit in the backfield before he gets to the line of scrimmage and or the yards after contact or whatever?
Yeah.
That kid breaks more tackles. I don't know if there's anybody in the country that has the yards that he does that breaks the number of tackles behind the line of scrimmage or yards after contact stuff.
Three things to
that. That's what,
number one is that he's hitting the hole a little bit faster, so you got to break down a little bit faster. A lot of times you're late in breaking down to tackle him. Number two is that his – lower body strength is, you know, he runs through, you know, an awful lot of those. Number three is that he's fresh, that his legs aren't heavy because he hadn't had too many carries as the season goes on.
Right. You know, at the same time we're singing his praises. Doesn't that also point out something they need to fix if they really expect to get through Notre Dame and then make it to play, assuming Alabama?
I mean, they don't want right backs. They don't want to have backs against Pittsburgh get hit in the backfield either. You don't want any of this kind of stuff to happen.
But man,
The other teams are doing that. I mean, you know. Put it this way. If Oklahoma beats Alabama, I'm not scared about Oklahoma, you know, breaking tackles against them. So we'll see. I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, man. I'm up against my time. The Twitter war will be updated after a break. At Mickey Pauley, you have refrained. You have withdrawn from the Twitter war.
Oh, yeah. Twitter war is
You've signed
not
the treaty,
radar.
And you're no longer participating in the Twitter war.
I am the Switzerland of this war.
However, via the text line, 986-1566, you appear to be the testosterone guy. You're
like
Kirby
Switzerland,
Smart.
I do some backdoor dealings.
Right.
And throw some shots when nobody can see.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've thrown haymakers.
No, I'm just responding to things that are being, you know, brought to our attention.
Hey, makers.
Nothing worse than finding out a guy has a left hand right now. I'm just telling you.
Throwing
some lefts over here this morning.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, our friends at Absolute Waste Management, this is great. I think a great deal because the bottom line is I don't want to have to deal with the waste. I don't have to deal with the extra appliances. I don't want to deal with anything that you need when it comes to you know, clearing out barns or clearing out eviction properties or, you know, sometimes you get things around the office. I don't want to clear out any of that kind of stuff. That's where Absolute Waste Management comes in. Locally owned, locally operated, they'll get the job done. It'll be done quick. There's no hidden fees, straightforward pricing. No job is too big. No job is too small. Don't put it off for tomorrow. You're putting it off because you don't want to do it. Well, let these guys do it. They do what you don't want to do. Schedule an appointment today. Say goodbye to the junk, the debris, and the clutter. If you got garages that need to be cleaned out, rental properties, any of that kind of stuff, liquidation, foreclosures, it's Absolute Waste, MGT.com. I'm sorry, MGMT. Absolute Waste, MGMT.com. 864-266-7131. 864-266-7131. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll update the Twitter war. It's basically not even fun destroying Georgia fans on Twitter anymore. It's become an old hat, kind of like Alabama beating them on the field. Beat him in Twitter's like, eh, ho-hum. We'll do that when you return after a short break.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. We appreciate the new friends made since we opened in August and look forward to serving everyone into the new year. We are adding many more house-made local features for 2019. Come in for lunch or dinner and pick up a gift certificate for someone special while watching bowl games on our new TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Call 654-5151 to order carryout for your holiday party.
That gift is creating a lot of buzz on everyone's list this year. Something you'll use twice every day, was featured on Oprah's O-List, is perfect for everyone with a mouth. Yeah, that includes you. This IT gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. They use sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. It makes holiday travel clean and easy with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts to slide over the bristles for on-the-go brushing. It's the gift that keeps refreshing with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months. For just $5, you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure they're never using old, worn-out, or ineffective bristles. One of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, thousands of verified 5-star reviews. I love Quip because I don't know how to brush my teeth without it. They've got over 5,000 verified five-star reviews. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/OLB right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush, but you don't have to tell your giftee that.
Discover the performance and excitement of driving a Maserati Ghibli. Experience the powerful twin-turbocharged V6 engine, 8-speed automatic and available Q4 intelligent all-wheel drive, unmatched Italian style. The 2018 Ghibli is the opposite of ordinary. Now you can lease a 2018 Ghibli for just $759 per month for 36 months. Maserati Greenville, located at 1450 Lorenz Road, or go online at MaseratiGreenville.com or speak with them at 255-3953.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And a little reverse on a fake punt. Clemson smells it out, though. And it's going to make the tackle at the 23-yard line.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house, too.
Down on Welcome back. Do you need someone who knows the law and is on your side? Nick Lavery is that man. He's Clemson's local attorney who will get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, Nick understands your frustration and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and a longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680.
Mr. 24 has gone off Twitter. He's going Twitter absent for a few weeks. I did not. I found a way to get in Twitter wars with Georgia. Tiger Fury writes in at Mickey Pollard. You can put your backup host in to beat Georgia fans on Twitter.
Oh.
Also on Twitter, Kevin says, must be an SEC East thing. Joe was trying to point out.
Oh,
the moral victory stuff. Dustin writes in at Mickey Potter, Mr. Ward 24 going off on UJ football and Kirby Smart this morning. Hilarious. Of course it is. QCT writes in, is UGA going to hand out moral natty rings for the moral victory over Alabama? Told you what Freddie Cunningham said earlier. Great point. All this, quote, best four teams, unquote, stuff reminds me of 2 years ago when Southern Cal lost three of their first four, then won nine straight games. The experts said the Trojans were playing better than everybody, so that's how the argument puts them in for 2016. Yeah, the regular season matters. You can't have two losses. If you do, you better win your conference championship. Let's be clear. Auburn last year would have got in with two losses had they won their conference championship. But if you have two losses and you don't win your conference championship, then you don't get in. Skip writes in, if conference champions are number one criteria, why have the committee line up the best conference champions like they kind of did this year, huh? It's a good point. The committee, they talk out of both sides of their mouth, no doubt about that. Milton said, should we be concerned that Bill Snyder retiring from Kansas? Will Venables be interested in Kansas State? Or will his sons being at Clemson be another reason he stays here? I don't think Brent Venables is going to Kansas State. Could be wrong. Sometimes the mama calls, but at this point in time, I don't think he goes to Kansas State.
He was very clear in his statement, what, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
that he made a commitment, and his son made a commitment and told him and sold him on that dream for the next 5 years or so. So I wouldn't expect him to go anywhere anytime soon.
Dog fan on our text line said, hey, messed up. It's Deptula.
Seriously, though, Walt, hope you're okay this morning, man. It's a tough one out there getting Snyder and Paul Johnson. Johnson.
Yeah, and...
And Bill Snyder.
Bill Snyder the same week.
That's tough.
J.L. Wiggy writes in, y'all make sure to give the participation shout out to Georgia.
Georgia.
Thinking they should have made the playoffs. Lord knows our coach has some of the talking heads are disappointed. Poor guy lost two games on their schedule, but wants to be in the college football playoff. I love the memes where you see the folks from Scooby-Doo taking Kirby Smart's head off, and it's just Mark Rick below.
Ruh-roh.
Keep sending us. Ruh-roh. Yeah.
Huh? He would have got away with it, too. One for you meddling kids.
Shane says, Twitter's where keyboard warriors reside. I got that. Milton Skelton. He even got on me last year. Remember when Clemson got beat by Syracuse? He said, I hope you have a miserable trip, you loser.
Yeah.
Remember that guy? Now he said, lots of young players on the roster. Congrats to the Tigers. Dogs do not deserve to be in. Kirby has a better record than Dabo in 3 years, though. Not talking trash. Just feel like Georgia's being attached or attacked for some reason in your feed. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like the Kirby Smart profanity-laced tirade before practice. That's him and his team. He could do it. That's fine. That's just not my style.
Georgia's being attacked because your head coach went on national television until 1 a.m. in the morning the night before the selection committee gave their final results and begged and pleaded to be included.
Begged.
He begged.
Last year, you got to be a conference champion to get
selected. And then had
this year, you don't have to be.
The nerve, yeah. The gall to say, Nick Saban doesn't want to play me again. They don't want to play us again.
To be honest with you, Saban wouldn't mind playing again.
The gall.
In order to beat the man, be the man, you got to have a moral victory. That's not how it goes, right?
You got to beat the man.
In order to be the man, you're supposed to punt on 4th and 11 inside your own territory 3 minutes to go instead of putting your backup quarterback going against punt safety.
4th and 11, baby. Punt safety. That's the same punt safety they ran when I was there, though. And I recognized it, and we had him. We had it. We just got the ball off late.
Yeah, we had it.
Your backup true freshman quarterback, who was the quote-unquote number one overall recruit in the class, took the ball and dove into the line of scrimmage on 4th and 11.
On his last significant snap at the University of Georgia.
Oh, he's gone, huh?
He gone.
Yikes.
Scott's in Clemson, 654 Roar. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. I tell you, if I was a Georgia fan, I think I'd be trying to go after Paul Johnson. He's available. And that triple option, I think you could flourish. He might be able to take you to the next level. You know?
But I'll tell you this, against Pittsburgh at his own 24-yard line this year, he didn't punt on 4th and about 8. So that's one thing that Kirby and Paul Johnson have in common. Both of them won in Sanford Stadium a couple times, and both of them don't know when to punt. Got to keep
punting. You see my point? That's what I'm saying. You get the kindred spirit, yet you get that triple option that with that stable of running backs, man, I'm telling you, I think you'd have a three-headed monster for sure. But on a serious note, Mickey, with the game the other night, I wasn't at the stadium, but it looked like it rained. That field, to me, I even noticed it seemed like the running backs, the receivers, even their strides seemed calculated. Was that field that bad?
Yes. It had poured all day. And now, in the game itself, it was not it didn't pour rain during the game. It was misty and light rain during the game. But it had poured all day there. And it was obvious. You look at the jerseys of the field. You look at the footing. The guys just trying to keep their feet underneath them. It was not very good.
Now, let me ask you this. That game against South Carolina, how much of a motivation do you think that performance was for this team? Because they looked pretty good defensively. And it seemed like, I had confidence that Venables had reviewed the tape, make adjustments where needed, and I felt like even at the time that would be a positive. You know, they turned it into a positive, and I'd like to take those thoughts off the air.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the phone call. What really helped was Pickett was throwing it because he couldn't throw it in the ocean. I mean, sure, Clemson was motivated. Sure, they came out and they played hard, but a lot of it had to do with Pittsburgh's personnel. Pittsburgh is not going to throw the ball. Zach Gore's having a ball over there. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Right. I'm good, man.
All right. Jim is in Moonville. Good morning, the artist formerly known as Paladin Jim.
Watch it. And by the way, you can tell those Clemson fans that didn't notice it, that when Pittsburgh and Clemson were on the field the other night together, Clemson players' legs were moving twice as fast as the Pittsburgh players' legs were moving.
Yeah, Pittsburgh really had a hard time with the
look, man, these guys look worse than Furman looked out there. I'm just being honest with you. You could see from the first minute of the game, it was all over with. But anyway, people need to get off of Kirby Smart because I thought that was a pretty good call that he made. I think the dumb part was when you look there and you see all the Alabama's linebackers telling their guys to come up, you know the play isn't going to work.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, they looked at Georgia's personnel on the field, and they're saying these guys are not going to punt the ball.
Yep, you don't put Justin Fields in the game.
Justin.
You don't put Justin Fields in the game to protect the punter. Bad call.
Right.
Get out of it. Yeah, call a timeout. Get out of it.
Man, I will say one thing. Congratulations to Clemson. I wish that they had been matched up with Oklahoma. Because I wanted the game to start at 8 o'clock and end at 8 o'clock the next morning. That's how long it's going to take if those two have to hook up with each other.
When who now?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma, look.
Nobody's ever going to stop anyone.
Yeah, I thought going to that Texas game, I thought to myself, A, Texas can't stop Oklahoma because of how great Oklahoma's offense is. And B, Oklahoma can't stop Texas because of how bad Oklahoma's defense is. It had nothing to do with Texas. It was just all Oklahoma. And I got to tell you, I think Alabama's going to beat Oklahoma. But I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure that Kyler Murray can't come up with some sort of superhero's effort. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I would pick Alabama. I think Alabama's going to win. But I wouldn't be shocked if Oklahoma played really, really well and found a way to upset them.
Well, I can give you my prediction. Clemson will probably beat Notre Dame by 2 to 3 touchdowns. Because I'm telling you, Notre Dame is not that good. They played, you know, a so-so schedule, but they are not really. I mean, they're just like Pittsburgh and most of the other teams in the ACC. They've got issues. Okay, now if it comes to Alabama and Oklahoma, that's going to be interesting. I think that Alabama, by far, of all the teams that's in the playoff, is the most rounded of all of them. And I'm going to make you mad when I tell you this here. You know, Clemson's defense isn't as good as you think it is.
I see that. That's not making me mad. Clemson's defense is giving up some points.
Well, I just want you to know that.
No, that's not.
They are a product of the schedule they've played. Because if you look at ACC teams, either teams either can throw the ball or they can run the ball. They can't do both. Alabama can do both. Oklahoma can do both. Now, Oklahoma might not play great defense.
But let me ask you this. Is Alabama a great defense?
They are a good defense.
They're not a great defense? Who is a great defense?
They're not a great defense.
Who is a great defense?
I don't think there is one in college football today.
All right. I'm glad you said that because Michigan was supposed to be able to give up 62. It's hard on defenses now that – with the way the rules go and the way that the offensive systems are, and the way that the overall schemes are and what we're doing with the movement of college football, it's hard to play great defense. I think Clemson is one of the best defenses in the country. But like you said, maybe it's just we're in a time of year, we're a time of era where defenses are being ruled by great offenses.
But I will say this about Alabama's defense. And if you notice it in the game with Georgia the other night, now Kirby Smart knew that once it got to be 28-28, they weren't going to win the ball game because of the fact that Alabama had made adjustments to shut down a lot of the things that they were doing.
Yeah.
If you look at Clemson, in their toughest games this year, their defense in the second half has had a tendency to struggle somewhat.
Clemson?
A&M game. They were on the ropes badly in the A&M game. And the defense could not get them off the field.
The defense didn't play great against A&M in the second half. I'll give you that. But they weren't on the ropes or anything like that. They looked really bad out of – on their heels, I would say. But Clemson, they weren't going to lose
that game. All right, then they were on their heels.
Yeah, they were on their heels, yes. Totally agree with that.
South Carolina actually put the defense on their heels.
In the first half, not the second
half. And I don't think they're a good offensive team.
No. Better than a lot of teams. But, no, in the second half, no. In the first half, absolutely.
And I think that is the one thing that a Clemson matching up against, say, Alabama, it doesn't make any difference which quarterback it is. These guys are going to run around there. And, you know, Christian Wilkins is basically going to quit in the second half because of the fact that he's just not in that great of shape overall. He's a great player, but he's not in that great of shape.
Hold on. Now you lost me on that one.
Powden Jim, you're talking nonsense this morning, bro.
Powden Jim, that's crazy.
Powden Jim talking nonsense. Talking like Gamecock Jim out here this morning.
It's Powden Jim.
No, Christian Wilkins
is in great shape. Christian Wilkins doesn't quit in games, and Christian Wilkins has a motor like no one in college football. That's you made sense up until that point in time. You lost me on that one, though.
Make you listen to me. He's going to grind and all this stuff in the first half, and in the second half, he's going to huff and puff, and he's not going to blow in the houses down.
No, pal and Jim, you're crazy on that one. The guy plays harder than anybody in college football. His motor never stops. He's in great physical shape. You lost me on that. You did good, man. You've done good most of your calls, and then you break out a bad Christian Wilkins. We'll forgive
all
you. Everybody
you
makes mistakes.
Remember, I'm 80 years old, okay?
Okay.
And my eyes have seen a lot of things.
Yeah, but also, at 80, your mind kind of slips a little bit too there, brother. You made so many great points and then lost me. But that's okay. We'll let you
buy,
man.
Hey, man, look, you go ahead and have that baby and have him come to me, and I'll give him some advice.
Hey, man, tell the wife I say hello. See you, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right.
He did good. He did great. And then he didn't do so good. Kind of like Georgia. He did good for the whole time, and then at the end, he kind of blew it.
Rick just blew it. 4th and 11.
Oh man, you should have responded, man. Just
call time out, maybe.
Yeah, just punt.
You ever seen the Pat McAfee thing about Troy Polamalu and the fake field goal?
No.
Where Polamalu is always in one side of the formation, and they have a fake field goal that's going to be a guaranteed 100%, or they're going to score on it. And Polamalu went to the other side of the formation for the one time they called it, and McAfee gets up and goes, "We don't have it. We are kicking it. We're kicking the ball. We don't have it." And they kick the ball. That should have happened on Saturday night.
Just punt the ball, man.
Just punt it.
Just punt the football.
We don't have it.
Hey, the Tiger Sports Shop has it. See much seamless transition right there?
I like it.
They do. They have it. They're going to get your ACC championship shirts in. They're going to get these college football playoff shirts in. It's nice having college football playoff shirts. Remember when Clemson first went to the very first one? And I told my wife, like, you know, we need to go. This doesn't happen every year. Well, now she says, yeah, it happens every year. I bought all kinds of T-shirts and playoff stuff and playoff hats and all. I even bought a little shot glass. But they didn't call it a shot glass. They called it a toothpick holder because you couldn't say.
A toothpick holder?
Yeah, because you couldn't say shot glass for alcohol reasons and all that stuff. Anyway, hey, you know what we got here now? We have everything again. And these guys keep doing it over and over and over again. Sean's telling me that the Tiger Sports Shop's ready for you. Getting that mailings out. Christmas time is here. Hey, you need the 5-in-a-row T-shirts, you need 4 ACC championship T-shirts, you need college football T-shirts. They've got it all for you over at Tiger Sports Shops. Both locations, College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard, or easy online at tigersports.com. Final segment of the show right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get 2 made-from-scratch steak biscuits for just $3.50.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda easily. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda easily has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda easily, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda easily online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
There's no one like you. And this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Trying to keep it, and now we'll try to pitch it, and Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so much space. And when you're out there.
That's what gets me in a good mood, buddy. You know what else gets me in a good mood? My mortgage to my house right now. PrimeLendingSC.com. Like the segue? Thank you very much. PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins and his award-winning team take care of you. They would love to take care of you. PrimeLending. PrimeLendingSC.com. Award-winning teams. You know what? Why would you call someone and punch a bunch of numbers to get to a directory of taking even farther instead of just going and visit with people right here? Just nice people that you know, that you meet, that you hang out with, that you can see in your local communities. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. For new home buys, if you hadn't bought a home before, they'd love to service you there. Love to get something together for you there for refinancing your home or for going and remodeling your home. Let Prime Lending take care of you. 654-ROAR. Final segment of the show. 654-ROAR. 654-7627. You got called all kinds of bad names by this Georgia fan on here.
Yeah, he hasn't said his name yet, which is disappointing.
I know.
I would love to just talk to him.
I know.
It's funny because I've only responded once to him, and yeah. You've responded twice.
But he's used a lot of bad profanity.
But he thinks it's me.
He's been pretty vulgar.
That's all right.
But that's what Georgia does.
That's okay.
That's what Kirby does.
That's all right.
What if this guy wants to eat?
We'll sit up here on the mountain of championships and look down on you.
I got several texts about
what I do is none of your concern, but you being on the radio is a bad career choice, kid. There it is, kid. And kid. Little Zach is what he called me before.
Little Zach,
I believe so.
Think he could take him?
I'm not interested in a physical altercation. Really? With this gentleman or woman. I don't know.
No woman talks like that.
I'm sure there's some lovely woman out there that does.
getting a bunch of texts about what's the Kirby Eat video. Let me say this. Now that we're in our third hour where kids are at school, you can just Google Kirby Smart, I want to eat, whatever. And just don't watch it with your kids or your grandmother.
Yeah, a lot of cussing in it.
Yeah. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Chris writes in, here are the last 3 years between Kirby and Dabo. Kirby 8-5, 13-2, 11-2. Dabo 14-1, 12-2, and 13-0. So how has Kirby had more wins in his last 3 years? No one said he has. Did anybody say Kirby has more wins than Dabo in his last 3 years? I don't think that. Kirby has the same amount of wins as Mark Richt had.
In the first 3 years, right?
In the first 3 years.
What was the totals there again?
32-8 is what this both threw that. We'll see.
So you've hired another Mark Richt down in Athens.
No, I think just, Kirby Smart wins the national championship at Georgia.
You just hate to see it.
I think they win the national championship.
You
because,
just hate to see it.
Again, it's just...
Clemson and Alabama will be playing football still? Are those programs folding?
No. Here's something we're going to do later in the week.
What's that?
And we've got to... We're going to progress to Notre Dame and Clemson and Alabama and Oklahoma on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. One of the things we're going to progress, though, is in the college football playoff and this definition of elite. All right? I think it's fair to say now, this is our fifth year. We have 20 teams that have been in the college football playoff, right? We have Alabama's been to all five.
Yes, they have. Clemson's been to four.
Oklahoma's been to three. 12 of the
20.
20 spots, 60% of spots have been taken up by Alabama, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Ohio State has been twice. I think I'm right about saying this now. And so that leaves us with teams that have been in it. More than once. Ohio State has been twice, yes. Georgia has been once. Notre Dame's going for the first time. Oregon's been once. Florida State's been once. Michigan State's been once. And Washington has been once. Is it in that elite? Let's get a little preview of this subject coming up. Alabama's been elite, correct?
Yes, sir.
Because Clemson has been to – Alabama's been to all five, and Alabama has won – of those five, two of the four so far national championships. They're elite. Clemson has been to four of the five. This will be potentially their third national championship game, but they have won one so far. Clemson's elite. Four of the five appearances. Oklahoma, this is their third one, but Oklahoma's 0-2. By the way, Alabama's won five playoff games. They're 5-2. Clemson's won three. They're 3-2. Ohio State's won two. Georgia's won one. Oregon's won one. The only teams with winning records in the college football playoffs are Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama. The only teams with more than one win, Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama. The winless team so far, Notre Dame hadn't played yet, Florida State, Michigan, and Washington all lost. So can we say, first of all, Washington is not elite, correct? Mr. 24? Washington is not elite.
Washington is not an elite football team, no.
Michigan State is not elite.
That is also correct.
Florida State is not elite.
Yep.
Oregon is not elite. This is Notre Dame's first college football playoff appearance. Can we say that Notre Dame is not elite?
We can say that.
Now here's where you get into it. Of the five schools who have been in the last few years at least, is Georgia elite?
No.
You think they need to win a championship first?
They've been to one college football playoff, correct?
Right. Of the four teams who have been to more than one, Ohio State has been to two, and Ohio State has a national championship. Can you say in the college football playoff era, the 5 years college football playoff era, can you say Ohio State's elite?
There are three elite teams.
Three?
Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama.
Ohio State's elite, but Oklahoma's not elite?
Oklahoma won a national championship in the college football playoff era?
Nope.
There it is.
But they've been to three, and Oklahoma's been. I mean, Ohio State's been to two.
There it is.
That's an interesting Oklahoma-Ohio State debate.
Absolutely.
But you're right. Ohio State has won one where Oklahoma has never won a college football playoff game yet. And they're underdogs by 14.5 to win one this year. So we'll continue with that debate. That's pretty good. Oklahoma and Texas, that was a fascinating game. Did Kyler Murray do enough in the Oklahoma-Texas game? And did Tua hurt himself enough in the Alabama-Georgia game that now Kyler Murray wins the Heisman Trophy coming up on Saturday as opposed to Tua?
It depends on how much of the vote was you know, submitted before the games.
Who submits votes before games?
You know, that happens every year. It just depends.
I don't see how we can...
In your mind, is Tua still the front runner, though? Or is it Kyler Murray? Or is there an outside shot? Is it a Dwayne Haskins?
No, Haskins will not win it.
Will he be invited to New York?
Yes. I think those are the three that get invited. Don't we find out the finalists tonight, maybe?
And you have who winning it?
Right now, Tua.
Tua?
And if Tua doesn't win it, his dad gives him the belt.
Dude, what a psychopath that guy is.
I've never been a parent before, right?
Yep.
You've never been a parent before. We need to research this thing.
I got a dog, so it's the same thing. I got a puppy.
When... When your kid throws an interception, do you beat him with a belt?
No.
You don't? Okay.
You ever get the belt as a kid?
Nope.
Yeah. No?
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Because I knew for sure they would.
Oh, 100% knew.
Did you?
No, I got threatened with it. He'd make you go get the belt. And you come back with some flimsy little nonsense that, like, you had.
Yeah.
And then, no. Go get my leather one out of the closet. And by the time you got back there, you were just shaking, and it was past time.
It did the effect of rather than beating you, the effective.
Oh, yeah.
How many times does that happen, though? Because if he does it two or three times, you know, I go back and get one. He ain't going to beat me.
Hey, he ain't going to do it.
Yeah. He got the guts to do it.
Hey, turns out it does.
You looked at him when he said, go get the belt, and you went, okay, cool, hook him.
Okay, cool. I'm going to watch some TV here. Let me know when my breakfast is ready.
Hey, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Go get in touch with my good friend Brad Hughes. He'd love to help you out. If you call one number today, God, trust more than anybody in this world, Brad Hughes, call him at 292-3001. We forgive someone in sports every day. Today, I will forgive Jalen Hurts. He didn't transfer. He didn't quit. He didn't do what's best for me. He didn't get mines. He just did what's best for his team. He hung around and now led his team to an SEC championship. I think Jalen Hurts will go down as one of the most popular players in Alabama football history. For those out there watching, you know what? Do it the right way. It's our Jalen Hurts leading his team, not pouting, getting better, continuing to get better, and coming off of an injury as well. And they might need him. Who knows? Tua seems to be hurt every single game now. So maybe that he's going to be a big part of this national championship again.
He is more banged up than people are leading him on to be. There's no doubt about that.
We'll see. Maybe they go down the path, and maybe he leads him to a national championship.
Tua.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Tua.
Tua. Yeah.
We finish things up, buddy, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, normally Tiger calls are 8 to 9 o'clock with Coach Dabo Sweeney tonight. They are 7 to 8 with Coach Brad Brunell. Tiger calls for basketball starts tonight. Right here on WCCP, you can hear all the action. Call in. We'd love to hear from you this evening. And you can ask Coach and Don Munson whatever question that comes to your mind. 7 to 8 o'clock tonight, Tiger Calls with Coach Brad Brunell.
Why are we going 7 to 8?
You're just going 7 to 8.
Is it always going to be 7 to 8 with Brad Brunell?
I believe so.
It is? Yep. So it's moved up an hour?
Yep.
All right, a little daylight savings time. That's all we did there. My 2 minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. This is my great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He would love to help you out there. I spent time yesterday, and I don't want to be discouraging this, by the way. Don't let this discourage you. I spent time yesterday looking at flights. There's different ways to go about it. You got to be pretty creative in some of your flights, but there's just different ways to go about it. Think about close by cities, or think about getting there from other one-way places. You can do it. Other thing is, I don't normally drive 12 hours, Mr. Or 24, Jack Lake Tonto. But if you have an RV, if you have a way to break it up, you know,